Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. The Trump administration has abandoned plans to pursue offshore oil drilling, including along Georgia's coast. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal today, Interior Secretary David Bernhardt pointed to a recent court decision blocking drilling in the Arctic. He said the administration will have to go through an appeal process before a final decision is made. Governor Brian Kemp has said he'd fight to stop offshore oil drilling off the Georgia coast. The State Department of Health is confirming three new cases of measles in the state. In January, there were three cases confirmed in the Atlanta area. That now brings the total for 2019 to six cases between two families. There had been six measles cases in Georgia in the last 14 years before the six cases this year. Calls for reparations for slavery at Georgia's flagship public university are growing, as GPB's Grant Blankenship explains.
Slave labor built much of the University of Georgia, where the student body is 7% black. Meanwhile, 30% of Georgians are black. That's why a coalition of student and faculty activists, along with civil rights leaders, are asking for free tuition for slave descendants or any black student from Athens-Clarke County. Student Rochelle Berry heads the group Athens for Everyone. She says the group also wants a $15 an hour wage for the university's blue-collar workers.
Today, the descendants of those slaves work at this university for poverty wages.
A march in support of reparations is planned for Monday. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Lee Zack will be inaugurated as the ninth president of Agnes Scott College tomorrow. Before taking the top job at the Women's College in Atlanta, Zack served as U.S. Trade and Development Agency director for 8 years. She says she sees a big difference between the students of her generation and now.
I think our students just have so much more responsibility than when we went to school. They also see a world around them that has also seen change as well.
Agnes Scott is one of four women's colleges in Georgia, including Brunel, Spelman, and Wesleyan. She takes over from President Elizabeth Kiesch, who led the liberal arts college from 2006 to 2018. I'm Sophia Salaby for GPB News.